Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I can't believe we're 24 hours away from football. Even though it is a longer wait if you're a Giant fan and a Jet fan. The Jets, obviously, on Monday night. The Giants, 1 o'clock on Sunday. The Giants have been very aggressive in altering parts of their roster. We've seen them use their waiver claim very aggressively. We've seen them set their final 53, then make moves, clearly showing that Dave Gettleman is not afraid to shake it up. I thought it was interesting yesterday. Coach Shermer was on with Mike about his openness to using Odell on punt returns and I guess even Saquon Barkley on kick returns. He sounded more in tune to using Odell strategically on punt returns. And why not? I mean, obviously, you want to keep these guys healthy. They're a big part of this offense, but they can also make a big, big play on special teams. It is going to be fascinating to see how good this offense can be and how quickly it can be that good. Obviously, it starts with the offensive line, and it starts with the pass protection, which should be significantly better from a year ago. And this goes with any team in the NFL, the Houston Texans maybe being number one above anybody else. You got to stay healthy. I mean, one of the things that derailed this Giant team last year is that they were completely beat up. And they're already dealing with some nagging injuries. Olivier Vernon may be the most important guy on defense, and we don't know if he's going to play on Sunday. He certainly is their biggest threat to get to the quarterback, that's for sure. And seeing this defense in the brand-new system that James Betcher has installed will also be fascinating. And offensively, they're being challenged early because they're going up against one of the better defenses in the NFL last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jets I'm excited about just to see what Sam Darnold has. And we're going to talk to Michael Irvin in less than an hour. And remember, Troy Aikman turned out to be a pretty damn good quarterback in this league, and his rookie season or his first year starting is a testament to how you can't judge quarterbacks too early, even though we now live in a world in which we do judge quarterbacks way too early. I mean, Troy Aikman in 1989 was 0-11. He threw double the amount of interceptions as he did touchdowns, and you saw slowly but surely him blossom into a star, him blossom into a guy who's in the Hall of Fame, into a three-time Super Bowl champion. And you see it with a guy like Paxton Lynch. We don't have the same patience like we used to. And I'm going to try to have the patience with Sam Darnold. And I will, because the truth is, he's got to start all 16 games. Number one, he's got to stay healthy, obviously. But we got to see him for 16 games. And if it's ugly at times, it's to be expected. I mean, this is the youngest quarterback, the youngest starting quarterback on opening day in the AFL since the AFL-NFL merger. And you think back to Peyton Manning in 1998, and it only took 1 year, so I think anybody would sign up for that, where he has the awful rookie season. They go 3-13, but he plays every snap. He plays every game. He leads the league in interceptions. Only time he ever did that. And then a year later, they went from 3-13 to 13-3. So watching the development of Sam Darnold is damn exciting, and it's certainly hopeful. Defensively, here are my issues with the Jets' defense. Number one, the pass rush. That's obvious. We all know that. Number two, the linebackers. I mean, this is not a great linebacking core. Darren Lee needs to prove he's worthy of being a first-round pick. Bringing in a guy like Avery Williamson was a solid move. But to me, clearly, that's one of the main weaknesses on this defense, along with their inability to get to the quarterback. The secondary should be better. They went out and certainly spent a lot of money to do it by bringing in Trumaine Johnson. The safeties look pretty impressive. But how good can this Jet defense be? And that's really going to determine how many wins this team can get. Because at least for now, this is still going to have to be the calling card of this football team. Maybe next year, maybe the year after that, they're going to have a high-octane offense led by the young superstar quarterback in Sam Darnold. But for now, if there's going to be any success with this team, it's going to start with the defense. And they've got to find themselves a pass rusher. And it's easier said than done. And that's why the whole Khalil Mack thing is frustrating. Because while I understand not trading two number ones, my first reaction was, I wouldn't want to trade two number ones, even if I'm getting a second round pick back in 2020. That's a lot to give up. But I went through it yesterday. You look through first round picks that this franchise has made, and a lot of teams have made, and try to find back-to-back years of first-round picks being worth it where you would say, boy, I can't deal those two guys for a guy the caliber of Khalil Mack. It's tough to find. And certainly that says a lot about the picking the Jets have done over the years. No doubt about that. But it also shows you the value of finding a guy like that. You remember back to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 50, the kind of impact Von Miller had on that game and the impact he's had on that Bronco defense over the years. A guy who can get to the quarterback, while not as valuable as a quarterback, that's the ultimate in stability in this league, is having that superstar franchise quarterback. But if you're ranking, okay, what's most important after that, having a guy that can get to the quarterback, the way Khalil Mack has, the way Von Miller has, the way Aaron Donald can, and he plays inside, I think that may be the most valuable thing a team can have. And I was thinking about it on predictions for this season. And my thought initially was, well, first of all, I always say New England. And I'm going to say New England every single year until something crazy happens. Until Tom Brady leaves, I'm probably going to pick the Patriots to win the AFC every year. And I went back and forth in the NFC because it is so wide open. You can make an argument for 5, 6. You can make an argument for so many different teams to come out of the NFC. And I think that from a dream standpoint, not my dream, but to see Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl would be the dream. And it sort of feels like Kobe versus LeBron. How many times did we think we were going to see Kobe versus LeBron in an NBA Finals? And it didn't happen. And maybe that's what we're going to have with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. But the team I like, and I did a whole prediction podcast on this on the Evan Roberts podcast, is this Atlanta Falcon team. Because offensively, they took a huge step back last year. And a lot of it probably has to do with the change in offensive coordinator. And so offensively, they were not the same juggernaut they were a year before when Matt Ryan was all world. But what slowly has happened with this Falcon team, and it started during their run to the Super Bowl, really over the last 6, 7 games, including the postseason, is their defense has evolved into a big-time defense. And I think they're ready to take that next step. And if their offense can get back even close to the form of what it was 2 years ago, that's my team to come out of the NFC. And I know it's not sexy because it's a rematch of something we saw 2 years ago, and maybe this time the Falcons won't blow it. But you can make an argument for a handful of teams. The Rams certainly had one hell of an offseason with all the additions they made. No doubt about it. The Vikings adding Kirk Cousins, Rodgers being healthy in Green Bay. Can the Eagles get back there? I don't think anybody's picking them. But could the Eagles get back there? The Saints, now that their offense doesn't overly rely on Drew Brees and their defense was a lot better. I go with Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.